Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight, Care 93.7. High school basketball season is back for the 23 portion of the schedule, and we continue to talk about ACCHS and the Tigers as they are off and running. We're joined now by the boys head coach, that is Taylor Smith. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, great way to kick off the 23 portion of the schedule. You know, you get a couple weeks off, you get a little bit of practice time, but you come out Tuesday night, you go on the road to Pleasant Ridge, very stout team, and you get a win. It's a high-scoring affair, 72-63. A lot we can kind of digest from that game, but just how nice is it to come out of the break and see your team play that way?
You know, it was nice. You know, it was kind of something that, you know, I've always kind of felt that we can score. You know, I think that we've got some ability and some talent on the offensive end, and so, I mean, 72 points is a lot for a high school team, and you know, I was talking to people around here, and you know, they couldn't remember the last time that they scored that many, and so that's definitely positive. You know, definitely something that, you know, we're excited about. And you know, Trenton Kimmy has 24, and Colton Meyer comes in and scores 17, and Matt Worley has 13, and then you have James and Creighton and score 9 each. So fairly balanced as well. And you know, I think at halftime it was 39-21, and playing pretty good defensively. And then second half, I feel like we got kind of lazy and faltered a little bit on the defensive end but you know, still was able to get away with the win and winning there at Pleasant Ridge, you know, is not easy. And so I was pleased, and you know, overall, you know, especially on the offensive end. So
yeah, no doubt. And you mentioned, you know, the scoring from your players. Again, Trenton Kimmy, a recent athlete of the week, continuing his strong play with 24, Colton Meyer 17, Matt Worley with 13. It seems like you're going to be a tough out if you can get that kind of production from those three, and then you mentioned the others scoring 9. You know, when you get that balance, it just makes it that much easier to kind of work with them and see the consistency kind of build up when you do have that offensive production.
Right. It is, and you know, the Worley kid, you know, and then, you know, James Sheets, you know, those guys have ability to shoot the ball. And Matt last night, he hit 2 threes, and, you know, James had 9 points there, 7 9-points there, just, you know, getting to the rim and, you know, kind of being more aggressive. And so I talked to those two, especially, you know, about just, you know, honing in on being more aggressive. And they're playing with more confidence, you know, especially those two, but then overall as a group, you know, we're definitely playing with some more confidence, and they're pretty close, on playing at the speed that I want them to. And then you mentioned about, you know, Trenton, you know, he's definitely a guy, you know, he fills the stat sheet. You know, he's, in my opinion, he's playing at an all-state type level right now. And then we went 9 of 15 from the 3-point line. And so that's, you know, that's, it always looks better when you're putting the ball in the basket. And so if we shoot like that, it's going to be, you know, we're going to be a tough out for sure.
9 threes and 17 to 25 from the free throw line, certainly consistent. And if you're hitting 70, it certainly means you're going to be hard to beat. And, you know, that game against Pea Ridge was the first of 3 games in a 5-day stretch, because you're going to get a makeup game on Saturday with Jackson Heights that was postponed from earlier in December. You get Oskaloosa on the road on Friday. So at Oski on Friday, home against Jackson Heights on Saturday. It's a tough stretch here to begin 2023 with 3 games in 5 days.
Yeah, it is. And you know, you could almost extend that out to 4 games in 8 days.
Very true. Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of it, you know, a little bit of managing, you know, cause we don't go too deep. And so, just being able to manage, you know, practices, and, you know, like today, we're going to go a little lighter today and go a little harder, you know, Thursday. And I probably wouldn't do that if we didn't have a game on Saturday, but then you look at Jackson Heights, you know, they just beat Valley Falls. They beat Valley Falls last night, and so they'll definitely be a tough out, even though their record doesn't show that. but they will definitely be a tough out. And then you go to Oskaloosa, and tough place to play. And, you know, they just played Horton and played with them. And, you know, Oskaloosa is a team that just beat, you know, earlier in the season, they beat Mar Hill. And so, you know, with us, we just got to continue to focus, you know, find the things that we need to get better at, you know, and focus in on, you know, doing the things that will make us successful. And you know, if we continue to do that, you know, we'll be fine.
There it is, ACCHS boys basketball coach Taylor Smith joining us. A 4-2 start to win over Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday night, 72-63. They'll go to Oski on Friday, then a makeup game at home with Jackson Heights on Saturday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in these next couple of games. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.